item number 14, discussion and possible action on wastewater sludge management study by David Collingsworth.
Members of the board, this is an interesting agenda item. One of our other lines of business is the operations of wastewater facilities and some water facilities. And really, in the treatment of wastewater, there's two components that really drive your cost. One of those is your staff time, and the other is electricity. And so that's been in the past. Really, what we're seeing now that really concerns us is the cost of managing our sludge, the cost of managing those wastes that, because of the treatment process, fall out and they have to be sent to landfills. So what we want to do, what we've proposed to do, and we put $50,000 in last year's or in this year's budget, is to start a study of all of our wastewater operations in Williamson County, where we can try to provide a solution to the Round Rocks and Georgetowns and Huttos of the world that are seeing their landfill costs for delivering this sludge go up exponentially. The sludge is when the wastewater comes in, and it goes through all the different processes. In each process, there is an amount of sediment in soils, limited organics that fall out, and they end up needing to be removed and disposed of. Then we take that, and we dry it, and we press it together, and we come up with this cake, if you will, and that has to go to the landfill. The landfill charges us by the load, by the ton, depends on where it is and what facility we have contracted for. And those are the costs that are going through the roof. Right now, just at our Brushy Creek plant, we're spending about $160,000 a month disposing of sludge. So it's significant. Maybe the bigger problem is the fact that all over Texas, landfills are stopping to take this stuff. So we may find ourselves in the future with our customers not having the disposal abilities to deal with this. So what we want to do is start a study where we look at taking this sludge, finding a regional area in Williamson County, and delivering the sludge. And you can see here, you guys from the central part of Texas, you know the growth here in eastern Williamson County. This is right outside of Round Rock, and the toll road is here. And then there's also still significant growth in this area where a lot of these homes and commercial properties are building out and sending their wastewater to Georgetown. And so here we are with a landfill here in central Texas that we could potentially take all of this sludge to. It's not a new idea. It's not something, obviously, that we created, because here's what we do at Temple Belton. We take all that sludge, and then when Temple Belton has brush that comes in from storms and tree trimmings, they bring that sludge to Temple Belton. We mulch the wood, combine the two into these windrows here that you see under the pavilion, if you will. And then we end up with a product that we can sell. Some of you may have used that product. It's a fabulous product. It's a Class A compost, and we can sell it and recuperate the cost of making that sludge. We save the landfill. We lower our cost. It's a brush management issue as well. Just a few more slides. So really what we're looking for today is from you all the ability for Phil Ford to negotiate and enter into interlocal agreements. Because this isn't a major revenue stream, we don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to throw at this because these aren't our facilities that we own. We're asking that the owners of the facility step up and let us, from a regional perspective, manage a project. We put $50,000 in a budget. We think it's going to take anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 to really do a comprehensive evaluation of what it would cost to develop this facility, to move all the sludge, whether we would have enough. Yes, sir.
Thinking ahead several steps, it could end up being a facility that manufactures, so to speak.
Absolutely.
A product that resells to the market.
Absolutely. That's what we do at Temple Belton.
And like fertilizer and other things.
Absolutely. If it's big enough, then potentially you could sign contracts with folks that would be willing to come in and bag it.
Yeah.
That would be a very large-scale operation, but that it has that potential for sure. Any questions?
Just a comment.
Yes, sir.
I'm noticing just the last few weeks, areas where new housing developments are coming online, great big piles, I think, of this product that are adjacent to pads that are being staked out. And people are buying this as part of the new homes development in Bell County. And they're putting it out around the concrete pad and adding 4 or 5 inches of this fairly enriched product to then grow the lawn and all the rest of the trees and bushes. And they're not by the bag. I mean, they're huge truckloads, big piles.
At our Temple Belton facility, we sell it for $10 a yard. A cubic yard is about a normal pickup bed now. And there are times of the year that we can't keep up. So it's the developers in the Temple Belton area use it. It's a great project, a great product. So it's good stuff. Other questions?
Okay, read your resolution, please, sir.
Does it smell? It smells like money, Director Zaccanino.
The answer is yes.
The answer is it does have enough organic in it that when you put it on your yard, it will smell. If you water it in real good, the smell will last, I'd say, less than 24 hours. If you have a lot of rain, it doesn't smell at all. But it does have enough organic in it that you do get a sweet organic smell.
And sweet.
Those of us in the wastewater business know the difference between a sweet organic smell and an ammonia aroma wastewater discharge issue. So yeah, smells like money. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute interlocal agreements with entities in Williamson County for the development of a study to determine the feasibility of a regional biosolids processing facility to serve the wastewater facilities located in Williamson County.
You heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Somebody, Roy. And Carolyn. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.